the whole structure that we've been educated to believe is real is just a popular fiction. And so when we learn to look at the world a certain way, the way almost everyone learns to look at the world is by the use of reified thinking. And when our thinking is reified, it means that our mental processes are always involved in proving the independent existence of everything, proving that everything is solid, concrete, and real, that you're solid, concrete, and real, and fixed within time. When we see the world in this way, it is incomplete. There's no way to find any kind of completion in that way of thinking. And so one of the things we learn is that human beings are imperfect, that they're independently generated, and that we as human beings are locked into or imprisoned in our history of reified thinking. And then the way that that reified thinking will play out in the future, not only in relation to us personally, but in relation to everyone and everything. And really, this way of looking at the way things are is such an anachronistic way of looking at things. It's just completely superstitious and has no basis in reality. Yet we're trying to base all of our science on it, all of our technology, all of our ways of understanding the individual self or subjectivity. And all the while it's incomplete. And when we learn these things, we live in a state of ignorance. Now, ignorance is a very strong word, but in this case, the word needs to be strong. Ignorance. We're ignorant if we only view everything as independently originating. We're ignorant because there isn't a single thing that can be found to have an independent nature. And when we go day by day looking at everything as though it does have an independent nature, when it cannot be found to have an independent nature, that means we're ignorant. We're completely ignorant of the way that natural processes unfold. And even though throughout time we've tried to take a stab at describing that everything is unified, until now, no one has ever really been able to do that. And why is that so? It is so because a reified thought process cannot describe wholeness, unity, and implicate order. It's impossible to describe wholeness and unity, the equalness and evenness and uniformity of everything, using reified thought processes. It's absolutely impossible. In order to describe it adequately, one has to have complete conviction of that in all of one's own experience. So it can't be just something like an idea or a law that someone is applying to something else. It has to be deeply convicted within oneself that this is the case in all of one's own experience. And if it isn't, then it's impossible to describe it. And so almost everyone who has anything to say about this topic is just giving a talk about something that's a possibility rather than actually being able to adequately describe it. In order to adequately describe it and create a bridge for human society to come to terms with its own ignorance and come out of denial, a bridge needs to be developed, and that bridge needs to be based on logic and reason. And it needs to be simple enough for people to understand. And so to go back to the simplest of all logic, the truly simple logic is that there is a basic state and all phenomena appear in that basic state. They're never separate from that basic state, just like the color blue is never separate from the sky. All phenomena whatsoever, no matter what they are, have no independent nature. There has never been any sequence of time or any kind of causality or dimensionality that is concrete and can be captured. The only thing that we can say that is so is each moment of perception, the complete perceptual openness in all experience in each moment of the here and now that can never be captured into anything, including a description, and is always spontaneously self-releasing. There's no way to say that it began or that it will continue on. And so when we look at the simple logic of the way things are, then we become better able to understand who we are. We become better able to see our place, so to speak, in the cosmos. There's no need to go to any extreme to say that things exist or that they don't exist, because in every moment of the here and now, one moment of the here and now, they may seem to exist. Another moment of the here and now, they may seem not to exist. And so there's no way to really pin it down as one or the other. All we can say about every moment is that it appears in a relaxed way and it releases in a relaxed way. It appears in an expanse of all-embracing benefit, and it releases in that all-embracing benefit. And that can never be changed. There's no way to change it. There's no way to take out or separate any moment from the continuous uniflow of all here and nows. In our insistence on reifying everything that appears, we go on in an endless way, never exhausting the complexities of reified thinking. And the complexities of reified thinking have become so overwhelming to human society that we're pretty much on the verge of collapse. And we can go either one way or another, extinction or transhumanism, where we try to patch together human beings so that they aren't so crazed and out of control, where we try to bring happiness to human beings through genetic manipulation or other types of re-engineering of the human body. And so you see, it stands to reason that we'd find out a little bit more about who we are before we go in that direction, certainly. And the other direction, well, that may just be unavoidable, we'll see. But nevertheless, the reality that everything is as it is just so clear. It's really clear. Everything that we learn about ourselves is like a fantasy tale. We learn that by manipulating our thoughts, emotions, sensations, and experiences into what is labeled as good experience, that we will then be happy and have well-being. But this has never occurred for anyone. Not anyone. So it isn't even examined. We keep trudging on, grinding, trudging the road of unhappy destiny. Trying to patch together positive experiences, hoping that we'll have a positive life. And even though it never results in that, Once in a while, we try to pretend it does, but our hopes are always dashed. So how about a re-examination of the way things are? It couldn't possibly be that everything is for naught and that we're some kind of chemical accident in the cosmos. And so you see, when we really look at the way things are, we see that nature really unfolds in a basic state that is undeniable and unarguable. It's obvious and evident. And when we rely on that as the structure of reality, then we directly see that reified thinking is not a basis for establishing the nature of existence. We see that all of the reified thinking, as well as the unreified thinking, they both appear in the basic state. But it's the basic state itself and the power and energy of that pure power and energy that carries the force of truly real human society and truly real human existence. It isn't reified thinking. Reified thinking has been our downfall. It spawned all kinds of activities that don't really support us, whatever they are, whether it's atheism, creationism, evolutionism, or whatever it might be. Scientific materialism altogether. Whenever we try to label the here and now and fix it into some kind of superstructure of complex identity, then we're miserable. We can never really come to that place where we feel okay about ourselves and our life. But we keep trying anyway because we don't know what else to do. There's no need to go on with the same old, same old. The same old that never results in what is intended. Why bother? If that isn't sufficiently desperate and depressing enough, then I don't know what else I could cook up here. But we really need to see clearly the way things are, and then we can go on with unity of purpose and unity of spirit. We can really see how to have productive, cooperative, beneficial society rather than fragmented, warring, competitive, contradictory society that lives within the context of the next new thing, the next big buzz. If we're so competent, how about getting down to basics and just seeing how competent we can be from that basic state? If we can be this competent with reified thinking, what else are we capable of? When we're masters of all phenomena via the instinctive conviction of our own basic state, what else are we capable of? Certainly we could be capable of uniting all of human existence and having human society live in service to itself and to all other beings. That just seems reasonable to me. I don't think there's anyone who hasn't known this from the beginning of their life because it's so overt, blatant, and in your face that it can't be denied. Even if no one else recognizes it, still somehow we all know that it's true. So, guess what? The people in the world are up in arms. The wisdom army is rampaging around the earth, shaking up the cosmos with the way things are. So what do you have to say about that?